Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Regan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Regan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers fields it and throws to second for the out. Bruton scores. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is hit by the pitch. Cash moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Severs. Colavito moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Cash moves to third. Boros moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash scores. Boros scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiti hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to third. Martin moves to second. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Cash reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Aparicio attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is 0 for 2 in the game. Regan strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. There goes Torgerson trying to get to home. Colavito throws the ball into Chee-Tee, who tags Torgerson for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Boros hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Boros reaches second base with a double. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiti hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wood for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Turk Laun. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.